Welcome back to Real Insight Keen, Insights for the Semi-Observant. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 116, The Librarian, Season 1, Episode 1, and Episode 2. So, welcome back to the episode, everybody. Your host, as always, Headphones Neil. So, a couple of weeks ago, as you heard on last week's episode, actually a week ago, not a couple of weeks, I was watching TV, browsing through the channels, and I saw The Librarians, and I was a bit confused, and I was also a bit curious as to what that was about, and if it was actually related to the movie called The Librarian, and its sequel with Noah Wiley. So, you know what, I figured, let me check it out, see what it's all about. I know over the course of the week, they were replaying the episode as well, so I decided to watch and see if it was any good or what it was all about, and so I figured I'd also do an episode on it. So with that, I will jump right into the episode. I'll jump right through it. Nothing too special of note for this particular episode, so I will go, jump right through it. So to start off with introduction, the Librarians series premiere for episodes 1 and 2 is a two-part premiere, aired in the United States on December 7th, 2014, with the tagline, Filing Evil Under History. Summary of the series, in case you're not sure what it's about, is a group of librarians set off on adventures in an effort to save mysterious ancient artifacts. So it's essentially built upon the premise introduced in the movies where the librarians are actually the elite librarians, so they know about the powers of magic, history, and various artifacts, and want to preserve it and keep them hidden away if possible, or based on what they deem as ultra powerful or ultra good or evil, not necessarily weapons, but as, like the summary says, artifacts. They want to keep them hidden away and protected from people who would do evil. So a bit of premise behind the movies as well and the show and where they're going with that. So a summary of episode 1, which was titled And the Crown of King Arthur, is that someone is killing off potential librarians, and it's up to Flynn Carson and his new guardian, Colonel Eve Baird, to save the three that are left. The summary of episode 2, titled And the Sword in the Stone, is the Serpent Brotherhood is trying to return magic to our world. Flynn, Colonel Baird, and the potential librarians must stop them before it's too late. So I'll have a link to the show notes, or to the IMDb profile in the show notes. You can get a full cast list and summary. I'll have a link to the Wikipedia article as well, and the TNT website. I'm not sure if it's available to watch for free on TNT. I believe it is on Hulu, but don't quote me on that. I think I saw it, or maybe coming soon, but definitely check out the website and go from there. As you can tell from the first two episode titles, the episodes relate to Excalibur and the Legend of King Arthur, so that's kind of where they went with that as far as premiering the show. But that's really all there is, and that's kind of where we're going from here. But the insight actually for this week isn't particularly related to that. It's more of the show in general. So I'll jump right into the insight. So to start it off, this first insight is when we're going into the library itself, and they're actually going underground. And when I saw the keypad, I got to thinking when it starts going rapidly fast in descending numbers, that how soon until iOS gets an app for elevator security clearance? Because that elevator keypad actually looked a lot like an iPhone, probably an iPad mini to extend it out, but it looked a little bit too small for that, even the iPad mini. So I figured it looked like an interesting concept for an iPhone-based keypad, or at least maybe a iPhone Touch, where to gain security clearance, we have an app on the iPhone, or even using its, let's say, fingerprint scanner to grant that security clearance, would be an intriguing use for iPhones in general as a means of grant clearance into secret areas. Moving on, though, when the team starts going out on their first, quest to find a particular relic in the episode, they go to what we see as a miniature version of Stonehenge, but it was more like Stonehenge, so I figured that was actually does sound more of a more discreet version and a better hiding place for let's say any artifact that you may want to hide, because Stonehenge is more popular and that would actually attract more attention. So this actually worked out a lot better. Later on, the library actually comes under attack from the Serpent Brotherhood, and they essentially want to protect all the relics and keep it out of the hands of the Brotherhood. So the library goes into a weird, I don't want to say self-destruct mode, but more of a self-hiding mode to protect itself and be lost into in between realms so that it doesn't fall into the wrong hands. And I realized that this is actually a historical version of the Inception library, because it seemed like it was going kind of into the cloud where everything is stored these days, at least, but they did it with the animation of Inception when the city was folding in over itself. So it's a pretty cool animation. Probably not the best of animations, but it was more adapted toward television, so pretty neat check out, and an interesting concept of how they decided to hide all the relics since there are so many of them. But to round out this particular episode's insights, that scene transitioned into the librarians, notably Noah Wiley and two of the, or maybe all three of the other librarians, finding an unlocked door. And this actually reminded me of a more calmer version of the Keymaster scene in The Matrix, where the Keymaster was showing Neo the various nether place of the Matrix, where they're kept technically off the grid, and it can doors help them jump to any place in the Matrix. And so that's essentially what this particular scene provided as well. They can jump to any place on Earth by going through the doors. So it was a pretty neat effect, and I actually enjoyed it, probably because it mimicked the Matrix so well. But with that, I actually summarized these particular episodes as an overview for the show, in that any sufficiently predicated technology is indistinguishable from history, because they actually did a good point of tying Excalibur to magic and providing that backstory, as real or rusty, as true or untrue as it may be. But it was actually entertaining enough to the point where, because the actors did pretty good overall, that was actually one of my positives. I enjoyed Noah Wiley's acting in this particular introductory episode, probably because he seemed to fit well into the role, and because I've seen him in the movies that I enjoyed it quite a bit, so it was actually worth seeing. I made it through without feeling bored, so I gave the episodes a real score of 90%. They actually did a good transition also over from the movies. If you haven't seen the movies, it might make a little bit less sense, because they do introduce they talk about a little bit how he was brought into, or how Noah Wiley was, how he became a librarian, and a little bit of his backstory from the movies. So it might make a little bit less sense, but if you do watch these introductory episodes, then it might be good to watch the movies before you continue the series. So at least any references they make, if they make any further references to the movie, make sense, or at least you know where his character is coming from. The negatives were that towards the end of the episode, when they had Excalibur special effects with a blue glowing bubble looking things, I don't know how to explain it very well. I guess it was a magic escaping from Excalibur, but it seemed like it looked a little bit too fake. I'm not sure what bothered me about it. It might have been okay in the grand scheme of things, but in general, that kind of bothered me, probably because it didn't seem to fit overall in the, probably because it wasn't really brought any, or they didn't have any backstory to that until it showed up at that point in the show. So I don't know, it was a hit or miss for me. I could have probably done without it, or maybe have a slightly less showy way of showing that particular scene. But overall, it just bothered me that I didn't really like it too much. And Rebecca Romijn's character was the only other, or I guess I'll probably change this a little bit, to the point where the librarians and Rebecca Romijn's characters seemed a little bit too cheesy. It seemed a little bit too tongue-in-cheek as far as the acting went. I mean, the show in general is tongue-in-cheek, so it's not supposed to be completely serious, but I think that transition happened a little bit too fast, so it kind of bothered me there, but not to the point where the show was unwatchable, just that it bothered me enough to think that it should have been a little bit more serious, or that transition should have taken a little bit more time. So maybe they're gonna expand on that a little bit more in the show, but overall worth seeing, but not to the point of not watching the show. So that's really all there is for this particular episode of Real Insight. Next week, as I said last week, I'll be reviewing THX 1138, so look out for that. And of course, another reminder that from the 20th to the end of the month, there won't be two shows essentially for the 2 weeks, and we'll be returning the week of, I believe, January 5th. So look out for that. Other than that, that's really about it. If you want to get in touch with me, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. You can find me on Twitter at PatelN01. You can also find this show and more shows on the Geek.io network at geek-io.net. And of course, I want to thank our special sponsor of the show, ProXPN. If you're browsing the internet, whether it's at home, at work, or anything like that, using a personal device, and you want to browse and access your files as safely and securely as possible, be sure to check out our friends over at proxpn.com. As I mentioned, they help you keep your personal browsing history and preferences and style as safe and secure as possible, and they help keep your data secure as safe and secure as possible as well. And when you use the promo code GEEK20, that's GEEK and the number 20, you'll get 20% off of their already awesome rates. And you'll also show your support for Real Insight and the Geek.io network of shows. So be sure to visit proxpn.com and use the promo code GEEK20 at checkout to not only save some money, but also browse the internet as safely and securely as possible. We thank them for their support, and we hope you show them your support as well. But that is all for this particular episode of Real Insight. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.